Ah, yes. Hour number three, third and final hour here on this Saturday morning. It is the Moose and Maggie Show. Got a big game 7 ALCS tonight. Dodgers already stamped themselves as NL pennant winners as they march on to the World Series, which will get it going Tuesday night out in L.A. Let's welcome board right now. Nelson Figueroa does a fantastic job. SNY pre- and post-game for Mets baseball, nine-year MLB veteran as well. Hey, Nelly, good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well and hanging in there. And we've got a big game 7 later on tonight, Astros and Yankees. It's interesting. You look at it, it's been a home series throughout the course for the last six games. I'll ask you, from a Yankee perspective, what needs to change tonight for them to win on the road in Houston?
Not so much as what needs to change, but what needs to stay the same. C.C. Sabathia, 10-0 this year, following up a Yankee loss. I think that's the biggest key, is how deep can he go? Really, when you look at this series, and with all the series in playoff baseball this year, you're looking at, you know, starters going in an average of three innings. That's unbelievable to me that in this day and age, you're looking at your starting staff going three innings and then the bullpen having to make up the rest of those outs. If C.C. Sabathia can be as on as he was in his last outing and give the Yankees that opportunity to be into the sixth or seventh without having to go to David Robertson and go to Canley and go to get, you know, to those stoppers. And if you don't have to see a six outing from, you know, Chapman, then the Yankees have a really good chance.
You know, Nelson, pitcher to pitcher, I mean, what are you seeing from CeCe, how he's been able to adjust and change as his career has gone on? Obviously not the flamethrower that we saw when he was winning Cy Young's, but what has changed about him? What do you notice about how differently he's approaching the, you know, games now?
He's taking it a lot more personal. I think this is where you see a guy who realizes that in postseason, everything is magnified. What happens throughout 162 games, yes, there's ups and downs, peaks and valleys. But when he is right now at his best and having the game plan for one team, for one opportunity, and to see exactly which guys are on, which guys are not on, and how to get these guys out and how to attack them, CeCe Sabathia right now is a man who is taking his craft to another level.
All right, how about the Astros starter, Charlie Morton? What you saw in his initial start in Game 3? Had a good regular season. He's always had filthy stuff. Consistency has been an issue at times for him. Nelly, what about what Charlie Morton needs to do tonight against his Yankee lineup?
What's driven me crazy about Charlie Morton is how bad he wants to be Roy Halladay. The mechanics, he went as far as, you know, exactly copying Roy Halladay's mechanics, and at that time, you know, two, 3 years ago, why wouldn't you? Is one of the greatest pitchers in MLB history. Consistency, his ability to hide the baseball and throw 96, 97 miles an hour. He has all those things. I think when you look at Charlie Morton out there, he's another guy. Plus arm, plus slider. He has the ability to go and attack the strike zone. And the biggest key to getting these Yankee hitters out is your ability to spin the baseball, throwing that breaking ball for strikes and for strikeouts, expanding outside of the strike zone. We're seeing a lot of mistakes happen, you know, over the middle of the plate and up over the middle of the plate. And Yankee hitters don't miss that hanging breaking ball, especially in both those ballparks. You're looking at Yankee Stadium, one of the smallest ballparks in all of baseball. And, of course, Astros down there in Minute Maid is another small, small ballpark where a little bit of a mistake goes a long, long way.
We're talking with Nelson Figueroa. Of course, you can watch him do pre- and post-game on SNY, talking about the Mets. He pitched for 9 seasons in Major League Baseball. You know, for Morton, I thought it was really interesting, his story. You know, when he was with Toronto, they wanted to move him to the pen. And he basically said, like, no, I'm not ready to give it up, you know, in terms of being a starter and sort of, I don't want to say he resurrected his career, but he's proven, obviously, that he is that top of the line, you know, top rotation starter. He's starting in a game 7, which is just, you know, all the proof you need there. I mean, Nelson, can you talk about that a little bit, about a pitcher's adjustment in terms of the mindset?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, there are some guys that you see and you say, hey, you know what? For 3 to 6 outs, this guy could be unhittable. Then there's other guys that you know can get you through 2 times through the lineup, 3 times through the lineup. And in playoff baseball, in baseball, you know, a chance to go to the World Series, you're looking for him to go 2 times through the lineup and be able to put up a 0 on the board. If he can do that, and he's going to give his Astros team a tremendous opportunity because it's all hands on deck. I wouldn't be surprised if Dallas Keuchel comes out, a la Randy Johnson. Remember Randy Johnson threw a complete game shutout the next night, was in the bullpen ready to go. It's all hands on deck. You don't want to leave any stone unturned. You don't want to say what if when it comes to a game seven like this. And I think as long as Charlie Morton can go out there and be as competitive, and I don't mean just, you know, let's see if I can sneak through six innings, but if he can dominate the Yankee lineup two times through, be able to turn the ball over, and you don't know what Hinch is going to go to. You don't know. It isn't a situation where you say, you know, hey, can this guy give me an in? Can this guy? Everybody will say, give me the ball. I will get you an out. I will get us to the World Series. And I think that's the biggest difference.
Nelson, are you a believer in momentum? I mean, the Astros lineup finally came alive last night after being dormant for the most part in three games. In the Bronx, what about the idea of momentum going into a game seven?
Not just momentum, but I think the home field advantage. You've seen it in this postseason. Three straight games at Yankee Stadium where the crowd had something to do with it. Don't talk to me about, you know, pitches were made and hits were hit. No. These guys fed off that energy, especially at Yankee Stadium. You saw this crowd come alive, and I say it often, the 10th man does matter. We saw the, you know, Seattle Seahawks take it to another level with the 12th man, and fans feel like they had an opportunity to make something happen for their team. If Yankee fans didn't realize how big they were, how influential they could be, I mean, even that one Met fan with the thumbs down thing really has taken this Yankee lineup to another level. I think the Astros fans as well. It's going to be as loud. It's going to be as crazy as you've ever seen it. And for the Yankees, you got to do something early to shut them up. If Aaron Judge can hit a big long ball, not in the seventh inning off Peacock or eighth inning off Peacock, but if he can do it early on, a three-run blast, that will put those fans a little bit lower with that look of worry around, and then the Yankees can take advantage of that and pull it out and get themselves to a World Series.
Nelson Figueroa is our guest. So who do you got in the game tonight, Nelson?
I tell you what, man, CC Sabathia is the guy you want to have on the mound right now. And that to me is the biggest key. If CC is as dominant as he's been in, you know, games after a Yankee loss, and that does matter. You always hear these pundits and all these sabermetrics guys that wins don't matter. Well, you know what? It matters who's the guy on the mound after a loss. The guy that walks into that clubhouse and says, hey, guys, I got you tonight. I will do my part to keep the other team off the board. And then, you know, the offense says, we'll scrape, we'll claw, we'll find a way to get a run or two. As soon as you get CC a run or two, and then he gets into cruise control. You know, the third time through the lineup has been an issue. That's every pitcher in baseball nowadays. I like the Yankees bullpen and how they match up going down the stretch. Remember, they used Giles last night. It's been really the Astros starter going to Giles. I like the way the Yankees match up in tonight's matchup. As long as they can get a lead early, you know, that bullpen can lock it down late.
You know, Nelson, let's spend a couple minutes here on the Dodgers because they deserve it. What about what the Dodgers did in the regular season, but specifically, you know, how they've made themselves and how they've acquitted themselves here in the postseason relatively easily, dispatching of Arizona, defeating Chicago in five games. And really, there's wonderful stories. I mean, Turner, you look at the complexion, the way that this team is put together. They're a good group. They're a fun group. There's not a lot of stars on the team, but there's certainly big stars on the team. And they're an awful they're an absolute joy to watch.
I mean, you look at a guy like Adrian Gonzalez. He's not even mentioned. You don't even worry about, oh, we don't have Adrian Gonzalez. No one even mentions his name because of what you have with this team. 43-7 over a 50-game span, Moose. That, to me, tells you all you need to know about this Dodger team, because it wasn't with everyone healthy. It wasn't with everyone pitching at their best. It wasn't with all the guys that you needed in place to do 43-7 over a 50-game span. This team was built to win. In a seven-game series, you expect them to be able to knock out four out of those seven pretty easily, and they did that to the Cubs. It was a sparring match for most. It was not really a fair fight. The Dodgers and their bullpen, what they can do from the sixth inning on, those starters only having to go five. And when you know that you only have to go five, you can go all out. It's no longer a marathon and pacing yourself. It's go all out to get there. They're there right now, and we've said it time and time again with them. You know, maybe they peaked too soon. They lost the 15 or 16 straight in a row right there at the end. But really, it was for them, it was as if they went from running outside to running on a treadmill. It was, they knew what they had and the pieces that they need in there. And Dave Robertson is, you know, really turning over all the right cards throughout the playoffs. I see him to continue to do that. Extremely happy for a guy like Curtis Granderson, who hasn't played a major role, but you know, he is a guy, as Terry Collins would say, at any time gets in the lineup or gets up at the plate is dangerous. Can be a game changer for someone like him. You know, kudos that he was able to do what he has done in a Dodger uniform. But that lineup is so deep. I mean, really, Kike Hernandez, 3 home runs in the clinching game? Who would have saw that coming? Vegas didn't even have odds on that. I'm positive that they didn't have odds on that.
Yeah, it's a really great story.
That Dodgers team right now is as primed as they can be. I don't think a few days off to watch some baseball. They're getting their rotation right. They're getting their bullpen right. They are the team to beat in baseball this year.
Okay, so Nelson, we're talking with Nelson Figueroa. In terms of Kershaw, you know, with him, regular season pitcher, obviously he's unmatched. But when it comes to the postseason, it's a little bit of a different story. I feel like he started to reverse that narrative a tiny bit this year, maybe a little bit last year as well. But how would you be guarding against maybe some of those old demons coming back? I mean, it's obviously the biggest stage that he's ever been on. What do you think Kershaw is going to be able to do in the World Series? And is he going to basically totally reconstruct his narrative in the next 2 weeks?
If I got to pick a pitcher in baseball, if I'm sitting there and say, hey, you know, every game you treat as a game 7, and for Kershaw, you know, he may have 2 starts. I want Kershaw in there. I don't care what he has done in the past. I don't care. You don't live that way as a pitcher. You live pitch to pitch today. What am I going to bring to the table today? How am I going to get these guys out today? He's had plenty of time to study the next opponent. He's had plenty of time to figure out what exactly works for him. And his stuff plays regardless of who the opponent is. Yes, he's had some bad luck. Yes, he's not come up clutch when it's come down to a all or nothing game. I think that's the knock against him. But when, and he's been a guy that for, you know, throughout a season of 162 games, he's been a pace car. He's known how to pace himself that, you know what?
Right.
If today is an off game, I'll be able to right the ship the next 2 starts. Mm-hmm. He doesn't get that luxury here in the World Series and in the playoffs, but I think he finally understands that. When I saw him come out in relief last year, that told me this guy now gets it. He realizes the importance of just him being on the mound and asserting himself in a different way. The stuff, again, plus curveball, plus fastball, plus cutter, all that stuff is going to play. And now that he has taken himself to that, you know what? I got one shot at this, and you know the window of opportunity is so small. He is going to make the most of this opportunity, and I'm excited to see what Clayton Kershaw brings to the table.
You know, Nelson, a 2-parter for me. Number one, from the managerial perspective, where do you think the Mets are going to go for the next manager? Number two, how surprised were you that the Nats decided to part ways with Dusty Baker after 2 years?
I got to start with the second one first. My goodness. I mean, what more can a man do? Game 5 of a best-of-5 series, he brings in his ace to kind of shut the door, or he thought would be, and it seems like a great play in that situation, and it doesn't work out. For Dusty Baker, the team clawed back, and again, in the 9th inning, had a chance to put runs on the board. It didn't happen. I can't understand why they would turn away so quickly from Dusty Baker. The problem with the Nationals was never their talent. It was the clubhouse. It was keeping 25 egos intact. It was finding a way to make these egos mesh with each other. And Dusty did a tremendous job of that, without a doubt, when you compare him to Matt Williams. That was a shock to me, really a shock. And I think it's more on Dusty. We heard Terry Collins say somewhere in July he realized, I can't do this anymore. And when Sandy heard that, he realized he needed to look for a new skipper. For Dusty Baker, I feel like when he brought in a guy like Scherzer, I did all I could. I did everything I could as a manager. It didn't work. And that's really all I can do. I don't know what the Nationals are thinking. I think he was the best man for the job, of course. I don't see him being a good fit for the Mets. Now, moving to the Mets managerial opening, you know, where you rip out the manager, the pitching coach, and really the coaching staff has all been given an option to, you know, interview elsewhere. You're looking at, you know, it's almost like when parents get divorced and the kids have to figure out where we want to go. I think Kevin Long being still there and having the respect of the clubhouse is something that's huge right now. I think that really puts him above the others. Managerial experience in this day and age where the front office is doing a lot of the work really doesn't matter. His in-game, of course, you know, bringing the bullpen early enough, doing the moves and things of that nature, that's left to be seen. He's done it at the A-ball level, but, I mean, Walt Weiss was hired out of high school, and he was Walt Weiss. It wasn't as if he was an MVP-type player. I think Kevin Long is a guy that the players respect, the players trust. Then you have him as the manager. You have Six and Rossler move up to the hitting coach. The players are very comfortable with that move. They're not in a panic mode of having to prove themselves all over again. And I think it makes the transition a little bit easier. Plus, Sandy and Long having a relationship already, he knows what to expect from the front office. They know what to expect from him. And I think it makes it a little bit smoother. Anybody else right now, it's kind of, you know, ripping off a Band-Aid and saying, hey, let's see what happens and see how it heals. I think Kevin Long is the right man.
All right.
Nelson Figueroa.
Endorsement from Nelson Figueroa. Appreciate that, Nelson.
Hey, Nelly, enjoy game 7 tonight of the ALCS, and we'll chat again real soon.
Nice job, brother. Take care, Maggie.